This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're large and in charge today. It's May 1st. And a lot of protests all around the country. Protesting, of course, the governors, the local officials that are all filled with this happy camper Agenda 21 business, right? Yeah, the United Nations plan to dominate everything. Brought to you by Nancy Pelosi and the crew at San Francisco. Got to remember the United Nations, its founding date, where they founded the United Nations, was San Francisco, 1947. Look it up. Look it up. That's where it all started, right there, 1947. Of course, you know, after World War I, they came up with the League of Nations. How did that work out? Not real well. But then after World War II, the obliteration of, 150 million people. Well, I think it was only like 75 million. Then we had the totalitarian mindset of the Cold War, which wiped out with Mao and everybody. That was another 75 million. One death is a tragedy, but millions, no big deal. Right. That's the way these totalitarians work. And, we got law enforcement in California. It's kind of interesting. And I know this is really a rub for everybody else around the nation. You've sworn an oath to protect and defend. And by the way, I just want to let you know that everybody in any kind of position of authority in the new California state movement has sworn an oath to the Constitution of the United States. And I put that in front of them the other day. I said, you guys have sworn an oath to the Constitution of the United States. What are you going to do? When you see are you gonna allow the violations of the Constitution? It's kind of interesting in California. You have some actual constitutional sheriffs stepping up and denying the governor his authority, his so-called quote authority as a dictator, basically, because they recognize he's a dictator. And so what they're doing is they're saying, enough of this stuff. We're not going to allow for these sort of things with beach closures and you know, the edicts from a dictator such as of Gavin Newsom. And, you know, Orange County, the sheriff says, oh, the beaches are going to be open. No way, Jose. Humboldt County, beaches are going to be open. No way, Jose. It's just one of those kind of things. So, you know, and we put that out there to the members of New California that everybody swore an oath. They've all sworn an oath to office. You know, this is something that's not taken lightly by our people in New California, or county people, or senators, or assembly members. They take it serious. They take it serious. They should. They're patriots. And we appreciate that they're stepping up as strong patriots to stop this dictator, who should resign, by the way. The chant needs to get going all around the state of California to get Newsom to resign. He should resign. He's incompetent. And, of course, he's being a very big dictator right now. But he's got, you know, certain authorities that allow, he thinks he does anyway, that goes extra and above to violate your constitutional rights. And, you know, he's acting like a punk and a thug, just a street thug, basically. But listen, he'd be a bad guy out. He'd be really a bad choice to be out on the street as a thug. But intellectually, he's an intellectual thug, which is just classic for dictators, right? Control you from afar. You know, he's very he's people phobic. He's really people phobic. He doesn't like to be around people, which is a, you know, I think he's in the supposedly he's supposed to be in the people business, right? Right. No, but not California. No, he's a dictator. Just like Jerry Brown was a dictator, sequestered and moved away from the people as far as they possibly can get him. That's just the way it's been done in California for, you know, these last 8-10 years. Governors are just inaccessible to the people. Oh, those stinking people. Who needs those stinking people? That's right. Us, we're just, you know, minions. Of course, you know, that's totalitarian thinking. But really, Gavin Newsom needs to resign. That would be the best. And Whitmer needs to resign before it really gets ugly for them, in the sense of just even it's getting ugly in this legislative for them. At least you're starting to see some sound notes of people in positions in California. Like I said, some of the sheriffs, constitutional sheriffs, are stepping up and saying, no, this is not acceptable. Now, are there going to be legislators that are going to say this is not acceptable? Now we're getting a cadre of counties in Northern California, about 7 or 8 of them, that signed a document telling or saying we need to open up these counties. We don't have any deaths going on. if we have very few, it's no worse than the flu. It's less invasive than the flu, and we don't need this. So there's a lot of these counties now that are coming forward going, wait a minute, stop. You know, so that's that pushback. It'll get ugly from the legislative standpoint, I predict, in California, one way or another. Now, the other problem with these places is that these states, many of them, the blue states, as they call them, are financially strapped. And they know they are. And for the first time yesterday, even Donald Trump admitted that California was one of the prime ones that was strapped for money. Strapped. And we know this. They're in deep banding, about $2 trillion in debt. We know this. We know this. Now, we don't want things to become hideous in California or anywhere else. We want a peaceful transition of power in all these states. And that's why I say we should start really calling for the resignation of Gavin Newsom. He's lied to us. He's bald-faced lied to us. He goes on The View and tells everybody there's a $21 billion rainy day fund in California and how proud of it he is. When the reality check is he's $2 trillion in debt and there is no $21 billion rainy day fund. None of it. And then he goes and buys a billion with no money. With no money in the coffers in the state of California. He goes and buys $1 billion worth of face masks from a Chinese company. A Chinese company owned by Warren Buffett, his friend. This is when you call for resignations, or certainly federal investigations. And quite frankly, we know they're already there with him. My suggestion is resign today. It's coming. It's coming for Gavin Newsom. And it's coming for other state legislators in California. You know, word to the wise, resign while you can. Make a deal, plea. Make a deal with these people. Because they're coming to get you. They're coming to get you. It's going to be very hideous for you, I think. Having to be in those kind of positions, it's just not a good thing, I don't think. Especially when you violated several laws already and, you know, federal law. And, you know, these guys, I'm serious. John Durham seems like he's a real serious kind of prosecutor. And then there's Bill Barr. And Bill Barr's, you know, already opening investigations into some of the abuses, constitutional abuses of various California officials in this whole COVID virus business. And by the way, I would encourage anybody, if you think your constitutional rights have been violated by Gavin Newsom, you need to get the direct line going right on to Bill Barr, the Department of Justice. We'll get it for you. We'll get it for you. We'll figure this whole thing out, and we'll get it fast track. If you, and by the way, I think maybe everybody in the state of California, you've been violated. Write a letter to Bill Barr. We demand your constitutional rights. He has violated every bit of our constitutional rights, from the First Amendment to the Declaration of Independence. Demand Bill Barr investigate Gavin Newsom. One way to get rid of a dictator is ask the federal government to step in. And of course, we've done that in New California. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. So Joe Biden says it ain't so. Say it ain't so, Joe. And he says it ain't so. Say it. No, Shoeless Joe Jackson. Shoeless Joe. Who was that guy? I'm going to go back to this. Say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so. Biden rejects Reid's claim he sexually assaulted her in 93, declines to make personal papers public. Shocking. Shocking. Shocking, 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 shocking. I am so shocked, aren't you? Scalise tells Fox and Friends Flynn case dirty cops should go to jail. 10 states easing lockdowns today as tide turns in coronavirus fight. Let's see. Tragic fall hiker celebrating end of virus lockdown slips while posing for photo. Dumb. Absolutely dumb. Insider Empire. Ellen's ex-bodyguard spills on rumors she's mean to staff. Okay. I'm looking at Fox News. We had shifted. Nikki Haley. We should treat China like the Soviet Union. Jeff Sessions says James Comey thought he was above the rules. You think? Okay, I'm just doing a little bit of scattering around here. It says nuclear-capable B-52s to fly over Louisiana cities Friday in support of coronavirus fight supporters, blah, blah, blah. Outraged mom of Chicago house party host has extra reason to be angry. I think she's going to get fined or something like that. Cities vote to take legal action against governor over lockdown. No. Come on. Cities in California, you guys. I'm gonna bite on this one. It says, California cities threatened legal action against Newsom's newest beach. Here we go. I said this in your first hour. And this came out just a few minutes ago, actually. So here we go. Awesome. Seizing the moment. It says, two California cities voted Thursday night to take legal action against Gavin Newsom's beach closure order, arguing it should be up to the local leaders and not the Democratic governor to decide when it's safe to return. There you go. Huntington Beach and Dana Point city councils voted in emergency sessions. Man, we had an emergency session last night for our New California, by the way, for the Senate and the Assembly. And I'll read it to you what we're doing. So everybody's kind of like going down the same path here. Huntington Beach and Dana Point city councils voted in emergency sessions to take legal steps against the governor, who ordered all beaches and state parks in Orange County temporarily closed after seeing crowds on the sandy beaches not practicing social distancing. Oh, social practice of social distancing things. Am I losing it? You know, I'm getting excited about, you know, we're going to have a free country. It's going to take months, maybe years, to, you know, obviously years, but there's going to be some real turmoil coming for some people that are going to get the panties in a bunch. I understand that, but things are actually happening here. This is Dana Point Councilman Joseph Mueller. Mueller. It's M-U-L-L-E-R, not the Mueller type, who voted in favor of seeking a temporary restraining order blocking the beach shutdown mandate, also criticized Newsom's administration for providing inconsistent information on a conference call with city council members and elected officials. Now, this, he needs to resign. I'm telling you, we need to get that going. Newsom needs to resign now, today. Says last weekend, as Los Angeles County beaches were closed over coronavirus concerns, thousands flocked to Orange County beaches. Shocking. I'm shocked. Specific issues on some of those beaches have raised alarm bells, Newsom said, criticizing beachgoers for possible... You beachgoers, we're going to take care of you. Go to the beach, go to jail. Newsom said, criticizing beachgoers for possibly spreading the virus when they return to their communities outside of Orange County. Listen, going to the beach and swimming in the water, which is salt water, okay, and other fabulous minerals, instantly kills the coronavirus. Hello? And I would venture to say, as soon as you break out the plastic, and if it's covered with coronaviruses, just put it in the air around the ocean. It's going to kill it. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot there's one other thing. The thing that drives all energy on the planet. And the solar system. The sun. The UV from the sun. Shocking. Kills the virus. So, you know, Newsom's got... This is, again, I want to mix this up with this whole sustainability movement. Global warming. Right? Climate change. Driven by the sun. The sun does the globe. See, you know, this is what I say about the global warming business. I used to teach about global warming back in the day. And there's the biggest driver of all global warming is the sun. The sun goes through various cycles. There are the 7-11 year cycles of the sun, which get sunspots. And when the sunspots, the solar flares start to occur, shockingly, the earth gets warmer. And when they go away, it gets cooler. But here's the biggest shock of it all. When the earth gets warmer from the solar flares, so does the moon. You know, the moon, the big white thing up there. Oh, and you know, we've found that the other planets in our solar system do the same. They get warmer. So you've got Venus, you've got Mars, you've got the Earth, you've got Saturn, you've got Pluto, you've got Neptune, and shockingly, what really gets warm also is Uranus. Now, just sit on that one for a little bit. Now, shockingly, when the solar flares go away, the Earth gets cooler. Global cooling. It's a cycle. It's been going on for millions of years. So when the Earth gets cooler, shockingly, so does the moon. And then, you know, Venus, then Mars, then Neptune, then Pluto, then Saturn, and what cools down the most, of course, way out in the distance, is Uranus. I just thought it would be clear on the global warming issue with everybody, right? So this whole notion, he says, those people, they went to the beach, they probably swam in the water, and then they went back to their communities and they spread the virus. Do you see how obscene that is? You see how obscene that is? It doesn't get any better than going swimming in the ocean to kill off the virus. Yet they're all going to go back and they're going to spread it. And listen, they killed off the viruses when they walked on the beach, when they frolicked in the sand. They didn't have to go in the water. There's so much salinity in the air that they're breathing. That's just, it wipes it out. And of course, then there's the big thing in the sky called the sun having an effect on shocking. So all those people social distancing didn't need to social distance. You saw those pictures. They're not. They're tight to one another. They're close. Oh, my God. The boy and the girl, their skin is touching on the beach. I wonder what else is going on there. Mating, perhaps? Mating rituals being promulgated on the beaches of Southern California? I can't imagine that. I know nothing. I know nothing of those kind of rituals on the beaches of Southern California. Nothing. I know nothing. And so does Newsom know nothing. He needs to resign.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. A21R.com. Man, where does the time go? It's flying by. We're talking about flying. So this is a whole thing that's breaking out here in California. And also around the nation. Boy, the people are PO'd. Unbelievable. And then this Michael Flynn thing going on. Shocking. More shocking information. Harmeet Dhillon challenged Gavin Newsom's draconian lockdown orders. Okay, well, here's Harmeet Dhillon. That's another Gavin Newsom smackdown. Hello, smack it down. Smack down Gavin. Challenges civil rights attorney Harmeet Dhillon, founder of the Center of American Liberty, joins Laura Ingraham on the Ingraham Angle last night. I didn't get to see this because we had our own thing going on.
My next guest is already leading the charge to keep Newsom's power grabs in check through a bevy of lawsuits. Joining me now is Harmeet Dhillon, a civil rights attorney, founder of the Center for American Liberty. Center for American Liberty, doing great work there, Harmeet. It's a nonprofit. And you're funding this litigation with the help of people who are donating to you and your own money. Tell us about how you're challenging Newsom's latest overreach.
Well, Laura, the goalposts keep moving with this governor. And I would say at the beginning of this crisis, many of us were complimentary of his willingness to work with our president. But in the last couple of weeks, he's really gone in the opposite direction. I think that the fact that the legislator is not in session, nobody is asking him any questions, and he has really gone off the deep end, as you just mentioned, in Orange County today. Yesterday's order last night that trickled out through news reports was that he was going to shut down all the beaches in the state and all the state parks. There was an uproar overnight, and he dialed that back to only punish Orange County. And, you know, you just heard him. He said a couple of people here, a couple of people there, but 42 miles of beach have been closed. Meanwhile, beaches to the south, beaches to the north are not being explicitly closed by the governor's order. So this is really problematic, Laura, and we have filed half a dozen lawsuits to challenge his COVID-related actions over the last 2.5 weeks, and we're going to keep filing lawsuits until we get all of these issues covered in the courts, Laura.
Well, Harmaid, he says he's going by the science, but this is what the DHS researcher said about sunlight in particular, UV.
Mm-hmm.
Our most striking observation to date is the powerful effect that solar light appears to have on killing the virus. The virus dies the quickest in the presence of direct sunlight.
Talky.
You put it in a room, 70 to 75 degrees, 20% humidity, low humidity. It lasts, the half-life is about an hour. But you get outside, it cuts down to a minute and a half.
Yeah, again,
absolutely.
They cling to the, we're following the scientists. But then when they reach the, hospitals haven't been overwhelmed, we had enough ventilators, well, then they have to move on to the next thing that you have to do before you get your life back.
Yeah, absolutely, Laura. I feel like I'm back in grade school, and the state of California or Orange County or whatever target of the day is being sent to the principal's office. There's no due process. There's nobody to appeal to. And there's no connection between your behavior and the punishment that you're experiencing. This simply does not meet constitutional standards. There are Fifth Amendment takings issues, First Amendment issues, a host of them. We filed 3 lawsuits on that. Equal protection, due process. And even some liberal legal scholars are beginning to criticize the governor for his ban on protest in the Capitol. So while we're being locked in, we can't even protest it and petition our government. So he can't get away with this, Laura. You know, so far he is. But on April 30th, we're in a very different place than we were at the beginning of this crisis. Yet we are getting more extreme crackdowns and not less than we had at the beginning of this.
Not right. Following the numbers. Incredibly low numbers proportionally to the size. Every death matters.
Right.
Every life counts. But you got like 2,000 deaths in a state of 40 million people. That's not
That's
New
right.
York. It's not great,
That's
but
right.
it's a lot better than New York. Harmeet, it's
That's
great
right.
to see you. Thank
okay,
you.
So, and good work by Harmeet Dillon. She's doing a fantastic job, and as well as Mark Muser. Okay, now here's the big deal. A couple of things. There's a protest today, and of course, in the state capital of California, and they denied the permits. So they're going on with the protests anyway. Okay, that's where we're going. Now, and here's the deal with these protests. And I told you this yesterday. I said, Gavin Newsom is people-phobic. He's absolutely people-phobic. I mean, I was not there at the when he was inaugurated. But, you know, I saw we had people on the ground. We had yellow vesters out there. And these yellow vesters, of course, New Californians, were reporting to me, and we were getting live video. I was watching it all live. There was nobody in the state capitol. It's supposed to be Inauguration Day. And you would think that the grounds of the capitol are filled with people, right? Because, you know, after all, it is the people's, it was titled The People's Inauguration. It was the people's inauguration. But where were the people? They weren't there because they were not going to show up. We can't have people here. This is the governor, after all. The governor's going to be inaugurated today. And we're going to put him in a big, white, glorious tent. On the front grounds of the Capitol. That's where the inauguration is going to be. It's going to be on the inside. It's going to be for all the glorious elite people that put him in there. Only the glorious elite people of California. Only those people get to see the inauguration. We'll have a nice stage and a nice backdrop. And we'll inaugurate the governor because he's a glorious man, isn't he? You should all fall on your knees in front of him. He's a glorious man. But then, people said, uh-oh, what's going on here? The people, that it's a people's inauguration, people aren't allowed to be there. I mean, seriously, there was no public there. And if you wanted to protest, if you wanted to say anything about the governor, you were directed to, down three blocks, away from the whole Capitol, to an area that was open up to you for the free speech zone. The safe free speech zone. You can have all the free speech you want down the street where all the orange fencing is. Right there, we'll put you like in the fenced off area like cattle. And you can protest your little heart's desire. Isn't that the perfect communist solution? So nobody around the whole grounds. In fact, you weren't allowed to be around the grounds. The highway patrol were shooing people out of the area. It's supposed to be for the people. Now imagine if Donald Trump did that for the inauguration, and all you got the whole area out there in front of the Capitol, and it's all clear. There's nobody there. Imagine that, and he's standing up there talking and pontificating. Imagine that. But there's you could see it with Obama. I mean, you don't have to concern yourself with the public. At all. So nobody was around. I mean, I'm trying to put this out there so you totally get the picture of what's going on here. So they get everybody in the tent, and they have some press people in, and one person stands up, Ben Burquam. He stands up and says, I object. I object. He was objecting for us, the people. We'll be back to listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the
Absolutely.
Last vestiges of freedom,
approach.
Democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, Ben Berquam. This was January 10th, 2019. The inauguration of Gavin Newsom. This is what Ben Berquam was up to.
Was that a lot of
it? It was the absolutely the appropriate time.
Protesters make their voices heard as California inaugurates a new governor. Good evening. I'm Stephanie Berugian.
I'm Evan Onstad. Thank you for joining us. A political activist escorted out of the governor's swearing-in ceremony today, heckling Gavin Newsom just as he was about to take his oath of office. That protester is from Fresno, and you may have seen him before.
Our alum joining us in the studio. And Justin, you spoke to this activist about what he said to the new governor today.
Steph, Evan, so many have now seen the video of Ben Berquam escorted out of the swearing-in ceremony. In fact, Berquam was broadcasting his protests on Facebook Live like he usually does. This time, he attacked Governor Newsom, and I asked him why he did what he did. Before it became official.
Now, let's get to work. Thank you all very much.
Before Gavin Newsom declared the eyes of America were on California.
I object! I object!
Ben Berquam protested the swearing in of California's 40th governor. Why did you think it was okay to protest during that moment as Governor Newsom had his hand on the Bible?
He's already broken that oath. It was a slap in the face to every American citizen, to Ron L. Singh's family in particular. Every American citizen that has been victimized by the policies that he put into place. It was the absolutely the appropriate time to call him out.
Corporal Ron L. Singh's blood is on your hands!
During the brief protest, Berquam brought up the sanctuary state law. He says the murder of Newman police officer Ronil Singh should be blamed on politicians in favor of SB 54. The man accused of shooting Singh to death is Pablo Virgin Mendoza, a Mexican national who officials say entered the U.S. illegally. In 2014, Chowchilla police arrested Mendoza for DUI, 3 years before SB 54 was signed into law by then-Governor Jerry Brown, who reportedly said in an interview that Mendoza's alleged crimes aren't connected to SB 54. So what is your response to what Governor Brown, the former governor now, had said the other day about this law having nothing to do with Singh's murder?
I think it's absolute nonsense to say, well, the sanctuary state law wasn't in place. Gavin Newsom and the sanctuary city policy and the other sanctuary policies had been in place for decades, and they had neutered law enforcement's ability to work with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That is what got Corporal Ron L. Singh killed.
And I asked Berquam if he felt any conflict at the time about protesting, when and how he did, and if he felt that Corporal Singh's family appreciated what he did. He says he believes they did, and he was not conflicted. Live in the studio, Justin Lum, KC24, local news that matters.
That's Ben Berquam. I object. I object. Ron L. Singh's blood is on your hands, and that's true. But here's the bigger issue, ladies and gentlemen. He's in a white tent, surrounded by the Capitol grounds with emptiness. No people. No people. The elites who brought him there, the Hollywood stars, the Silicon Valley elites are in the tent. The political elites are in the tent. Where's the rest of the people of California? They don't count with this guy. He could give squat about this guy, these people. That's him. That's the essence of Newsom. Does he respect the coronavirus? No. Does he give a hoot about how many people die in California? No. Is he concerned about control of the people? 1,000%. And the best demonstration of that is exactly why Ben Berquam said, "I object." And what is Gavin Newsom looking for next through his power and control of the population? He controlled the people who came in to wanted to see him. Oh, if you want to protest me or my policies, Ben Berquam, over there is a free speech zone for you. Not inside this tent. After all, this is an inauguration for the people. That was the title of it. An inauguration for the people. That was Newsom's title. But where were the people? They were controlled. You see, the control freak is losing control because people around the state of California are starting to step up and nationally are starting to step up. Gee, there is a movement to create a new state. It's been going on now for several years and it's gaining strength. Six constitutional conventions, Declaration of Independence, 22 resolutions, and one that just passed last night is an amended resolution. And that's kind of interesting. The amended resolution that just passed last night. We come back from the break, I'll read it to you. It's the resolution that says this. It says, effectively, that New California is going to form a restored government of California. And what we're going to do is we're going to select a new governor. I suggest Newsom resign so we can move on with our lives. And we do not want to control the people because we are the people. We understand freedom, liberty, and independence. This guy does not. He's a control freak. This is just like Adolf Hitler. The comparisons are stunning. And the one thing that we don't want is we don't want blood on his hands or our hands or anybody's hands. And that is the warning for today. The day that all good communists go out and cheer everybody on, right? And we know what happened the last time that happened. We know what happened when World War II happened with a totalitarian. Millions died. We're not going there.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, so here's our resolution that was amended, actually, from Resolution 1804. It was amended, first of all, last night on April 30th. So this is a fresh amended. And we had to call everybody into order, and we had a 24-hour notice and all this other good stuff. But here's a resolution, so you know. A resolution in joint session, New California State, the restored government of California. This is the resolution. The purpose of all governments is to promote the welfare and provide for the protection and security of the governed. And when any form of organization or government infringes upon those inalienable rights secured by our founding documents and proves inadequate for or subversive of the purposes, it is the duty of the people to alter or abolish it. Since the existing state of California government, thus called, has not only abused these powers nominally entrusted to it, but with connivance and active aid of the executive has infringed upon or usurped those stated limits of power and exercised other powers to the manifest injury of the people, which, if permitted, inevitably subjects them to despotism, tyranny, and serfdom to the administrative state. Therefore, let it be resolved, if the President of the United States of America should declare an emergency under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, supported by a proclamation of a state of emergency by the governor of the state of California, and or insurrection is determined to exist in the current California state under the Insurrection Act of 1807, and should the president and the legislative branches act upon the failure of the state of California to carry out these functions of a state government and fail to provide United States citizens their constitutional rights under Article 4, Section 4, to end the tyranny being foisted upon United States citizens living in California state, be it known that the new California state government, acting on behalf of all citizens of California, will establish a restored government of California. The restored California government will consist of an executive branch and a bicameral legislative branch of government functioning under the authority of its constitution, and the citizens of California are determined to live under a state government in the United States of America under the Constitution of the United States. That's the resolution, and it passed both the Assembly and Senate last night of New California. That's the document that gives the president the authority under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, which he's got in place now to form a new government. Newsom should resign immediately. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.